Two of St. Johnsbury's most striking landmarks are getting makeovers. Both are legacies from the Fairbanks family, whose scale company brought prosperity to the Northeast Kingdom Town at the beginning of the 20th century. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the Fairbanks Museum is getting cleaner and brighter, and a former Fairbanks home is being restored to its Victorian splendor.
Hammers and saws are flying this frigid afternoon in the Fairbanks Museum. Exhibits and dioramas are being dismantled, glass is being cleaned, and some cases are being replaced. New LED lighting will bring stuffed woodland creatures, a giant polar bear, and rare birds out of the twilight in this majestic domed entrance hall. But first, the animals must be evacuated.
Yes, the woodchuck's burrow became a mobile home.
Museum educator Bobby Farlis Rubio is helping two volunteers and museum director Adam Kane lift a muskrat diorama onto the floor.
Each individual animal will look brighter and more, you know, accurate to its natural counterpart with this better lighting, too. And also, we use less electricity, so a lot of talking points for the kids to talk about different subjects.
Director Kane says $45,000 for the LED lighting was donated by a trustee. The museum will also get $11,500 in rebates from Efficiency Vermont and save $5,000 in electricity each year. Kane says this elegant rose-colored stone edifice is moving into the past as well as the future. 1950s vintage display cases will be replaced by older examples of what founder Franklin Fairbanks called Cabinets of Curiosities, circa 1880.
A style where, generally speaking, wealthy philanthropists and naturalists would go out and they would collect things or have things sent to them and display their cabinet of curiosities, usually in their home, so that they could invite visitors or their friends or relatives in and they could look at things, specimens that were collected around the world to have a window on the rest of the world.
Those windows on the world are getting a lot more transparent. The museum will be closed this month for cleaning and better labeling. At the other end of Main Street, another historic Fairbanks property is also getting a facelift.
I remember my first ride down Brantview Drive when we were coming up from Providence, Rhode Island, and I saw that building.
St. Johnsbury Academy headmaster Tom Lovett is talking about the elegant mansion he lived in with his family when he started teaching there in 1984. The ornate castle had been donated for student and faculty housing by another Fairbanks benefactor, Joseph, in 1931.
Brantview always had a mystique. Part of it was the ghost stories that you could always tell about the ghosts in the attic. But part of it is just to live in a place that is modeled on a mansion, looks like a mansion, has Italian hand-painted leather work on the ceiling of the common room. It's a classy place.
Brantview was named after an English estate and built to look like the Vanderbilt estate in New York City. Pretty fancy digs for Northeast Kingdom high schoolers. The Academy is launching a fundraising campaign to restore its original splendor and add the insulation and heating systems it needs to keep modern fuel bills under control. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright. In the Northeast Kingdom.